Hello and welcome to Ghost Beast, horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We watched Infested from 2023. We're shaking our head about already.
Damn. Just had to watch this movie.
Yep. So it was directed by Sebastian Vanacek. And I think this was actually the first film, like first feature film he's directed. And I would say, pretty good job.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, just to be clear, I'm shaking my head, not because like I thought the movie was bad. It's because I hate spiders.
Oh, we're going to get into that. So I know this is like, this is one of your phobias. What would you say, clowns or spiders? Which one's scariest?
Oh, spiders.
Okay. I guess that's a little more realistic. Yeah.
Just a tad. Yeah. Not a secret clown hiding in the house every now and then. Yeah. That would be terrifying.
I'm kind of, well, we don't live in Hell House LLC. But yeah. But that is so interesting to me because I wish I had a phobia. I don't really have any phobias
poor
like that.
Todd. Yeah.
He doesn't have a phobia. I want to be scared. Okay. That's why I like art. But I'm always pushing you to watch stuff like this because to me, it's just fun. Like, I hope you understand, because I think, like, last time that I tried to push a spider movie on you, you made me feel kind of bad.
Did I? I'm sorry.
It's okay, but it's because, yes, it is a phobia. Like, I shouldn't be pressuring you to watch this stuff.
It's okay. It honestly, it has helped the fear.
That's good.
For, like, there was definitely a point in my life where, like, I couldn't even, like, look at a spider.
Yeah.
Like, just made you puke. Over. I would have to leave the room entirely. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I think I have a different view on phobias, because to me, it's just like, oh, man, that's fun. This is going to really be fucking freaky. But it's like, yeah, I'm not being sensitive enough to the phobia. I'm sorry. But I have been trying for a while to get you to watch Arachnophobia, like, constantly.
I'm just thinking about how we go to Field of Screams and we had to go in the fucking haunted carnival thing. Like,
well,
we had to do
man.
It.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it's just, like, fun.
Yeah.
I hope you understand. I'm not trying to be mean. But I think that's just our relationship with horror, because I know how much I like being scared and stuff, that it's like I'm actually drawn to those things. But I've been trying to get you to watch Arachnophobia, which even, like, fucked me up when I was a kid.
Jesus.
So I really want to see that with you. I don't know if it's, like, aged that well. But I did get you to watch Infested, because it's a newer movie that a lot of people are talking about. It's on Shudder. And I'd say, without, like, getting into any spoilers, I thought this movie was really fucking cool. Like, it actually kind of reminded me of, like, Attack the Block, which is another movie that I love. But it's just, instead of aliens, it's spiders, which I think a lot of things in this movie can be summed up that way. It's like, it's like this, but with spiders.
Yeah.
But it is, like, it's really fun and, like, really stylish. It just does a really good job with the setting. Like, it takes place in France, and it's showing, like, the nature of this community in, like, an impoverished area. Mm-hmm. And it does a great job, even, like, as the movie's setting up, showing that community that, like, everybody's in this, like, fucking shit situation in this terrible building with this bad landlord and everything, but they all get together to celebrate when this lady's, I guess, moving out.
Mm-hmm.
And spiders come into it. You know, I won't spoil that part yet, but it is, like, it does kind of go over the top with the spider stuff.
Oh, my,
like,
God. Yeah.
Like, it makes them almost feel like aliens attacking at some point. It's like, it just forgets the fact that it's just an insect, you know?
Yeah, honestly, that did help for me.
Oh, yeah, it makes it, like, more unrealistic.
It went so, like, over the top that it was like, okay.
Because, I don't know, in my experience, spiders usually, they kind of chill and they'll run away from you. They don't just, like, instantly home in on you and attack the shit out of you.
No, but it feels like that's going to happen for some reason, if I'm being honest.
It did feel like there are a lot of parts in this movie that play on the fact that, like, oh, you think spiders are fucking scary, right? So we're going to have one sit here and a character is going to reach for it and then it's going to lunge his hand at the last second.
Yeah, and then there's going to be a million. Okay, that's a spoiler.
Well, come on. It's called Infested.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's true.
But there's a lot of little stuff that's like, oh yeah, we know this shit fucks you up. We know you freaks hate this when spiders jump at you. So they just lead into like all the worst phobias.
Yeah.
But it makes it like, that's why it's like fun. Because it's not like, maybe you felt different. I didn't think it was like super scary, you know?
No, honestly, okay. I didn't find it
then, super yeah. scary. And if you have a phobia, then yeah.
Yeah, like it made me feel creepy crawly. Like yeah. my skin was crawling at some of the scenes. But at the same time, I also didn't mind that. It was like, okay.
Yeah, it's like very over the top. But all the like spider lore stuff, I won't get into that
spider here. Lore.
Yeah, there is spider lore. It's okay lore. I'm not going to hate on the lore. We'll get into that with spoilers because they do some interesting stuff to make them more dangerous, you know? Yeah. It's not just like regular ass spiders running around. But I guess the last thing I'd say is I was also surprised that this is like very much a reflection of like COVID era lockdowns. It's like,
yeah.
It is kind of, when you think of it through that lens, it is very much depicting a lot of the stuff we are going through. And I guess with spiders, you know, representing like the actual yeah. manifestation of that fear and anxiety. So I didn't think it was going to like actually go deep with something like that, but it did. And I think that was like a meaningful part of the movie.
Yeah. It comes across really well.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my voice cracked. We're recording in like very spooky low light. I think we just already had it low and we're like, yeah, this is a vibe. Let's
keep it like this.
It's very cozy.
Yeah.
Nice Halloween recording episode. But why don't we just get into the spoilers?
We gotta decorate. I know you don't want to go up in the attic. Okay. I don't blame you because I don't want to go in the attic either.
So let's talk about the spider lore. So like in, man, it's been, I guess I can't. I was getting ready to just spoil Arachnophobia because I was trying to think of like.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time, so I don't even remember. But I know that movie is very much about like some special spider that's like an extra dangerous spider, you know, and that's where the scary stuff comes from. This does the same thing. It's like the special magic spider that somehow exists. And it's like all the stuff it does is completely unbelievable. But if you hate spiders, it's like, yeah I get it. Like, you know, it's just like, I understand.
Yeah.
This totally tracks for me. Because it's like, what, they bite you and they like lay eggs in your face and shit.
Yeah, it's total like scary story shit.
Yeah, it's like the stuff you're really afraid of. Yeah. You know, if a spider is crawling on your face at night.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. But it's that, and like when they bite you, it seems to like just really fuck your shit up, like bad.
It like takes you over.
That whole part when that one guy gets bitten, like the first one who dies.
Oh yeah.
And showing like everything he's going through, and like the pain, and he's getting dizzy and stuff. Yeah, that was like that was really fucking brutal. It makes the spider seem much scarier. It's like, yeah, you don't want that motherfucker to bite you.
Yeah.
By the way, Jason did complain about how much I curse. And it's like, damn, I don't even realize I'm doing
like
it.
You do. I don't know what it is. We start. I think people don't realize that like, you really don't curse a lot. You don't. When we're on the podcast, go.
Okay. Well, at least it's not like how I normally talk.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you get excited or something, you will.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about fucking spiders. But then the other part is they have some throwaway thing about like, oh yeah, they can, by the way, increase in size by like 10 times over generations.
Oh yeah.
Like it's supposed to be this adaptation to threats in their environment that the future generations will get bigger and bigger until there's one that's like almost the size of the car. It's like dog sized or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is pretty scary, like the way that it escalates how big they are. Because when they start getting really big, that's when I was like, okay, bro. Like, okay, that's a problem now.
See, yeah, I will say by the time, I know we're really like just jumping right into it.
Yeah.
But like by the time it gets to the size of almost a car, it's kind of cute almost. Okay,
it comes around for you.
Yeah, because, well, we watched that Adam Sandler movie.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know. But that spider was really cute, and for some reason that just like translated over to this movie for me. Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, like, certain, you see its little
like
eyes.
Is there like a graph that's like a curve?
Yeah, it's like uncanny valley, but like yes. for cuteness of spiders.
Well, no, like the spider starts out like really small and like non-threatening.
Yeah.
But then it's like as it gets bigger and more realistic, it gets scarier.
Yeah.
But after a certain point when it's too big, it goes back to being cute.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Glad we have covered that.
I'm glad I didn't have to explain it to you.
I get it. So, yeah, I think they, like, make friends with that one, too, don't they?
Because
they're like, no, don't do anything. And he, like, talks to it or something, and it runs away, yeah. you know? So I guess they all, that checked out with all of them, too.
Well, the main guy, he was Caleb.
He was a spider freak.
He was a bug guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was cool because we've been, since we're like fish freaks, we've been to the pet store and we'll go look at like all the bugs and lizards
yeah.
just because it's like, you know what? I get it. You know what I mean? Like once you have something like fish,
yeah.
then you can appreciate the other stuff as like, I could see what would lead you to wanting a pet spider, you know?
You know, I don't go that far, but maybe a frog. Wait, that's not a bug.
Yeah.
Well, the reptiles, they are really cool, though. Like, the iguanas are really cool, but we're not here to talk about iguanas.
Yeah. Do you know our friend Jason, he said that when he first met me, he thought that I had a snake.
Yeah,
he thought
checks.
I was like that. I hit the microphone. I was laughing so hard. What the fuck are you trying to say? Should I be offended by that? Damn.
No.
You know what's funny is I was about to admit that tracks, but you beat me to it. Like, you couldn't wait to say something.
I mean, what do you want me to
say? I mean, I did have a rat tail back then.
Exactly.
So I could see that. Okay, I get it. So there is definitely like a reality where I turn into this kid. You know what I mean? Where I bring you to my apartment and I just have walls of bugs and shit.
I don't know how.
It was like a branching path, you know? Would you be with me if I was like a bug freak?
Look, I was with you and I was allergic to cats and now I'm not for some reason.
That's
so.
True. And you're also allergic to dairy and I love ice cream.
So, yeah. yeah.
But yeah, it was like a good dynamic. Like I think all the setup and like the characters are so good. So when you're getting introduced to the characters and everything, they have a good like heart that's at the center
yeah.
of the movie and the whole community, you know, which I think that was great. And then when the spiders like get loose and are like fucking everything up because they reproduce like instantly too, by the way, and they infest like all the walls and shit. Like I know that had to freak you out.
Oh,
the
my
idea
God,
that
yeah.
like inside the walls were just all these spider webs and shit.
Yes, when yeah. specifically when she the janitor.
Yeah.
She goes up into the ceiling and yeah. like, oh no.
That's like a classic horror movie scene when
oh,
they like
yeah.
have to lift the tile and look around up there. They even do that like in Aliens. Yeah, it's like around there where the police just straight up show up and like quarantine
oh,
them
yeah.
inside there, which is really crazy.
Yeah, the police are no help. That's no surprise.
The police are complete shitheads in this like usual. But so that's when they wind up kind of being on their own, and it definitely felt like COVID lockdown type mm-hmm. shit. Because it was like suddenly people started turning on each other a little
yeah.
bit. And like there's the part when that old man looked like he'd been bitten, and they're like freaking out and telling him to stay over there when
yeah.
he's trying to get help. It's like that's the stuff that's like, oh, very real. Like, I get what you're doing here. You
yeah.
know?
I not to get too personal into it, but I mean, we lived in the apartment during COVID. And
yeah.
the vibe definitely changed.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just interesting that they decided to depict it that way, but with giant spiders. So it's like, it's still kind of just fun. You know, if it was like an actual virus or something, this would not be a fun movie.
No,
you know, there's
oh
like
God.
A very different version of this.
Yeah.
But you add the spiders and it's a good time. It is funny, though. It felt like there were a few different parts that just went way the fuck over the top for me.
Yeah.
Like the big one is, I mean, at the end when the police are just totally mask off being like
yeah.
pieces of shit and they're like fighting the police to try and leave the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then the police, there's that scene where all the spiders attack them and they're like shooting at the fucking spiders.
They shoot at them for so long.
They shot like hundreds of rounds of ammunition into spiders. It was such a long scene. There was a certain point where we're with these other characters, you just hear gunshots in the background. Yeah. It's like, they're still shooting?
I know. It was shocking.
It was like, way too much.
They're shooting for like unrealistically way too long.
Yeah, so there are like some parts like that that are kind of silly, but it's fun. And they definitely, they set up like a lot of scenarios to freak you out, like like the hallway that like they're on a little timer with the light, they have to run through and it's like spiders and spider webs surrounding you.
Yeah,
and shit.
They do that whole camera pool like coming out spiraling out.
Yeah, it's definitely like stuff like that just to really freak you out. And of course, the spiders like coming out of the woman's face and shit. Like even I was kind of like, that sucks. Like that really fucking sucks.
Yeah. And for some reason, the spiders stop in the light, but are active in the dark.
Listen, that's the other thing is like, it does get a little over the top. Like with that, it's like, I didn't know spiders like didn't like light like that. That's okay. But then it's like, they're fucking making noises, like chirping and shit.
Oh my gosh, that was so weird. It really threw me off.
If there are any spiders that make noises like that, I don't want to fucking know about it.
Right.
I don't want to know they exist. That's too much. But they were like super loud. And that just felt like something added to the movie to make it a little creepier, you know? Although, I don't know. I think there's something creepy about just the silent-ass spider creeping around. It doesn't need to be, like, clicking and shit.
I'm glad you said that, because during the movie, I was thinking that. I was like, would this be scarier if it was, like, no chirping?
Yeah, if they were just quiet.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a version of this that was quiet, and they were like, we gotta add these monster sounds into here. I don't know. But it was good. I did think it was funny that at the end they just basically blow the whole building up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that felt, like, appropriate.
It did feel appropriate. I will say at first I saw that and I, like, kind of turned my head, like, well, wouldn't the spiders just get out? Like,
yeah.
But I guess, like, theoretically,
They'll probably all get crushed. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they should have, like, firebombed it or something. I don't know. But that was appropriate. But it was fun. I think, yeah, the characters were great. That was a good emotional heart to the movie, so it's still like it had something at the center aside from just big ass spiders.
Yeah,
this movie had really good music too.
Oh,
which I think it's funny that I was down from the beginning because, like I said, I thought it was like Attack the Block, like that kind of style. So I fucking love that movie, but it didn't really hit you at first. I think you said it just didn't feel like it fit.
I think there are a lot of times. And I feel like this is probably more of like an early 2000s horror kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where movies tried so hard to be so trendy and it was like, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
But like once you got the vibe of the film, for me,
yeah,
I was like, no, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it fits.
It really does help.
So it was a good time.
Yeah. I think the one thing that kind of got me, it did seem like all of this was avoidable if he just didn't put the spider in the shoebox.
I don't know why he thought that was a good idea.
when I saw that,
it was like, what? Yeah, like, you're like fucking bug expert. You should know. Don't put it in the shoebox.
It was funny, though.
But then there's no movie. It's just like the end. But you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod. And you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything that we watch. How about this? What about Underneath the Deep House and Above Superhost?
Yeah, that works.
You hesitated.
I feel like you could probably go above.
Yeah?
How
far?
Oh, wait a minute. There's Leviathan there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely go above Leviathan. What are we doing? It's weird looking at the list.
Like, you know, I'm surprised Leviathan is so high on here.
I am too.
I like that it just represents how we were feeling at the time.
Yeah.
What about Above Norway?
I feel like it could go under Trap, maybe. Because I think that's where I really start to like struggle where it goes.
Perfect. So it is now under Trap and Above Slay at number 46. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. I got nothing. Are there other bug movies like this recently? I don't know. Is there like a beetle one or something? I miss those. Do you remember there was like the killer slugs and shit?
Yeah.
That movie scared me when I was a kid. Because there's a part where someone sticks their hand in a glove and they bite his hand. And for some reason that just traumatized me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, bye.